15 and a half before 6 o'clock, and the best 4.5 minutes of the day, because I mean, a couple of times last week, Jason Cans, it was like 4:15 and 4:25. So
we're just getting more efficient,
I guess. Cutting to the chase, you know,
so. Something like that, yeah, for sure.
Although the best 5 minutes of the day, it flows a little better, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think if you look back over the last 5 years, it probably averages more than 5 minutes a day.
I think by Friday, we did go over five again on Friday. Yeah. So. All right, so I saw you for breakfast on Saturday. Thank you for the birthday gift.
Yeah.
The bridge mix and the book and the wonderful card. Thank you.
Yeah, I stopped at Casey's Creamery, and I was like, do they have anything with raisins? And that was the only thing I could find that had raisins in the bridge mix.
There weren't a lot of raisins in there.
I'm sorry.
But no, it's fine. I mean, there was like a lot of chocolate-covered nuts. Don't remind people where Casey's Creamery is.
It's over by Panera Bread up on the hill there, and by Texas Roadhouse. And it's a fun little shop. They make their own ice cream, and the candies are great. And, yeah, it's a great little place.
I had to think a little bit as to where it was, so very good. And you did a lot of walking yesterday.
Man, I got out and walked a lot yesterday. I try to go for a walk every morning, and so did my walk in the morning, and then went and helped a friend with firewood yesterday for his birthday, and so that was good. And then yesterday I asked Tessa if she wanted to go for a hike, and we went to Area 178 near Chippewa and put on another 2 miles, and so I ended up with over 17,000 steps for the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a big day.
What is the app you have that keeps track of your steps?
I use Fitbit for mine.
What's it called again?
Fitbit.
Yeah, that's a popular one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So something on the lighter side and something a little heavier, and then we've got Acts 3, 4, and 5, which is a lot. But on the lighter side, I guess, just you ever had this experience where you think you kind of say something and then somebody corrects you and you still are kind of doubting their correction, and then you check and you were right, and then you've got to decide, do you just let it go or do you just go back to them?
Man, that's always the challenge, right? Because that self-righteous part of you is like, man, I want to own this person badly.
Yeah.
And, I get that. There's actually a Facebook group called People Incorrectly Correcting Others. And it's so busy because it happens so often that people are like, well, no, actually.
Right.
And then they're wrong in how they correct.
Anyhow, it was just a small thing, and I just had to kind of, I mean, you realize how swallowing your pride, and then it just you think of ways that you can bring it up, you know?
Yep,
and it's just like.
Yeah. I'm with you. I know what that's like.
Yeah, on the heavier side a little bit, Marquette's president, Michael Lovell, passing away yesterday after a 3-year-long battle with cancer, 57 years old. But I think the thing that hits me is I'm going, wow, I'm 2 days from 60, and I'm just like, this was an incredible man. He was president, and he initially was just a teacher, became the president of UWM, and then Marquette here in recent years. And so that's one thing that just sort of, life is so, you just don't, it doesn't make any sense, you know, but.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think I'm 50, 51, and you're turning 60 soon, and I find the older I get, the more in my face those sorts of realities are.
Right. It is. People that you go, wow, their life is done, you know, so on earth, right?
Correct.
And I think even
clarification.
Losing our friend Jerome, I mean, it's just it continues to be. His birthday would have been a couple of days ago, and he would have been 87. And I think, you know, it still continues to be hard just kind of realizing he was just this faithful, loyal listener.
Yeah.
And so it still is a gut punch, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. We got Acts 3, 4, and 5 today.
Yeah, it says, Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, look at us. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money.
Mm-hmm. That's it, huh?
That's it.
All right, well, you had something more to say about that in
your
devotional commentary, so here we go. Peter and John turned and looked directly at the man, and Peter said, look at us. The man looked up and made eye contact. Beloved, this phrase is so packed with meaning, but it's easy for you to skip over. Slow down and ponder as you read. The act of making eye contact rehumanized the man. Though he always had reflected my image, eye contact reminded him that he was a valuable human person. You've heard the old proverb, the eyes are the window to the soul. And it's true, even before my son said, the eye is the lamp of the body, Cicero wrote, the face is a picture of the man as the eyes are its interpreter. The lame man looked at them, hoping that they would give him a few coins, but their first gift was a reminder of his humanity. As a kingdom ambassador, I always seek to remind people that they bear my image and that I love them. Final thought.
Yeah, I think in this world of disconnection where we live, so much more often, any ways in which we can remind one another of our shared humanity, that we bear the image of God, will make the world a better place.
Amen. Bob Linder in Rice Lake, what are you doing? It's your birthday, but nonetheless, Bob's still stepping up, living up to that birthday Bob moniker. Says happy birthday to a friend and sister in the Lord, Gloria Swan. May your day be filled with blessings from your family and many friends. But Bob, what about wishing yourself a happy birthday? My goodness. All right. We'll wait and let Cliff do that at the end here. All right. Others we're learning about on Facebook. You're not going to find Bob on Facebook. I've searched high and low. I haven't seen him there. But nonetheless, Daniel Doran, happy birthday today. Wayne Peterson used to be with KTIS in the cities, was briefly the head of the National Religious Broadcasters. Andrew Draper from FCA, happy 41st birthday to him. We see him every March around here, and I think that whole camping thing, keeping him busy, both the camp here at the end of the school year, and then a lot of those camps going this summer, but he loves it. Our friend Magnus in Liberia. And Merv Miller used to be here in the Chippewa Valley. Darcy Dent also with birthdays today. Happy birthday to each of you. You share this as a birthday with Kate Flannery from The Office. She's the big 6-0 today. Elizabeth Hurley, the actress, 59. Comedian Bill Burr, 56. DJ Qualls is 46. Shane West from ER and Now and Again, same age, 46. Country star Lee Bryce, he's with 4 King and Country off that new one from them, Unsung Hero, on a song there. He's 45 today. See if we can play that tune. Lili Sobieski, 41, model Kate Upton, 32, and Sasha Obama, one of the first daughters, is 23. Our promise of the day from 365promises.com, Galatians 5:1, you can enjoy freedom because Christ has set you free. Go check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Just a real short devotion there. But we go to Cliff, and I think we do the jokes first here because... So Cliff has a couple of good June Dairy Month-related jokes. First of all, he says, what happens when you try talking to a cow? Try talking to a cow. I don't know, Cliff, what happens? He says, everything just goes in one ear and out the other. Good, good, very good. He also says, how did the farmer find the missing cow? He tracked her down.
Oh,
all right,
man.
And then on the birthday front, he does say, good morning, Halvo. Happy birthday week to you and Drew. Drew Fralick, not going to be with us today. Drew is out of country and trying to hurry back to do that commentary, 90 minutes of stand-up and sermon on Wednesday night, which I'm not going to get there for. But anyhow, he says, I know you're going to be shouting out Bob Lindner's birthday today, and I'd like to add to that with a special third day song request for him, Mountain of God. The chorus he and I can relate to varying degrees. Happy birthday to the biggest third day fan today. Yes, Bob, we love you, appreciate you. He's birthday Bob, he's Packer Bob. He is just one of the best, I don't know, husbands, dads, friends that I know. And so looking forward to hanging out with him tomorrow and Wednesday.
Well, congratulations to Bob from Rice Lake, who just was a winner for that June Dairy Contest, winning that Culver's Valley Basket and the Concrete Mixer for the June Dairy Month prize.
Now, is it birthday Bob Linder?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not, I don't.
You weren't positive about his last name.
I don't recognize all the names quite yet.
Yeah, I could see it.
We'll get there.
Wrote down his phone number, and no, you didn't.
Well,
okay.
Here, yeah, I got it. I got it on.
Yeah.
Got it on here.
All right.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
That is it. All right, so there you go. On his birthday, he wins the Culver's, and what does he get, actually, Sam?
For that Culver's prize, he gets that value basket and one concrete mixer from Culver's.
Terrific, and five different Culver's locations to choose from as well. So in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Well, congratulations to Bob. And our weekend recap now on WWIB. And I'll go first. Yeah, for me, having to take care of some car issues that are still kind of in process here. I got the gold 2005 Honda Accord, which just kind of lost power last week.
Uh-oh.
And so got it. Yeah, kind of limped it into the mechanic. paid the bill. They're like, you know, I don't care where you take it, but you can't leave it here.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
So the bill, they're like, yeah, prospective work would be $1,600. So it's kind of like, do I say goodbye to the car or try to get a second opinion? So that's the crosshairs I am in this morning.
I noticed you had a different vehicle this morning.
Yeah.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, that's the silver Nissan Sentra. But a lot of older vehicles in the Halverson house, for sure. And so also on Saturday, enjoyed breakfast with friends and found a lot of folks who needed support and encouragement on Saturday. Tried to provide that. And then a big highlight, a big picnic that we had four of our five kids at McDonough Park and a bunch of their friends. And it was just great. A little cooler yesterday, but just a lot of fun. It nothing says summer like having a picnic, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that's a summer staple for sure.
How about you?
No, it was pretty uneventful, and that was kind of nice. It was nice to just take a break, get some rest. I mentioned to you before, but Sunday morning, I just took a note. It was the first time I haven't set an alarm to wake up for the first time. I can't remember how.
Okay.
It's been a second since I legitimately slept in. But that was good. I was here on Saturday. You know, that shift ran normal, and that was good. Church on Sunday was good. I went out to me and my dad and my sister went and grabbed some Chipotle after church on Sunday. That was good. But overall, pretty uneventful. And I liked it that
way. Do you have your three jokes ready to go for the next half hour for Make Us Laugh Monday?
I actually do. I did my research. I did my research, and I have some jokes.
Good.
Whether or not they're good ones, I mean, we have yet to discover.
We will find out. All right, so that's in the next half hour, and I think I've got one to two of my jokes, but I'm looking at the listener line. Shout out to Keith, who's listening online this morning in Iron River, Michigan. So thanks for letting us know, Keith, on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And how about John's joke? PCD John says, how do you get heartburn from eating a birthday cake? When you forget to blow out the candles. Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah,
see, that
is
took
for
a
sure.
Second. That took a second for me. See, that's you're going to find this, Mark, as we go through these jokes, is I feel like, you know, if this were Caleb, the response might be a little sharper, but I think it takes me about 50% longer to get some of these sometimes.
When I see you with the yawns, I want to offer you coffee, and then I remember you don't drink coffee.
Hey, I had coffee this morning.
Okay.
We're to that point.
All right.
I came in with a little, I don't know if you saw it, it's the little bottle of the Starbucks cold brew. So
very good.
I have joined the coffee crowd here today.
Welcome. All right, Make Us Laugh Monday on this June 10th. How you enjoying it, Sam?
You know, it's all right. It's all right.
All right,
and I just personally, I could use some laughs this Monday.
All right.
I really could.
All right, let's see if we can help each other in that regard. So I'll go first. It's three jokes apiece is how we do this. And so my first one, actually, someone came up to my wife at the picnic yesterday and shared this joke with her. I heard her laugh. I said later, I'm like, what did he say? She said he told me a joke. And so this is it. Sam, why don't we eat clowns?
Why?
Because they taste funny.
Oops. That was a delayed response.
I had to laugh
delayed
at my response. Own joke.
Delayed response. All right. We got this.
All right, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Let's see. So the other day, I'm looking in my closet and I find this lion, right?
Yeah.
And I ask him what he's doing in there, and he says it's Narnia business.
Okay. Very good. All right, here's my second one. Sam, in the event of here's a survival tip, okay?
Okay.
Which is very appropriate in Wisconsin. It's tornado season. So in the event of a tornado, earthquake, or some other natural disaster, stuff meat into your pockets so search dogs find you first. It's not really a joke. It's just truly a tip.
You know, if I were ever in that situation, that might actually be a great thing to do.
Yeah. Am I going to get away with that? That wasn't really a joke. It was just a tip.
I think it goes.
It was a funny survival tip.
I think it goes.
All right.
So my next one here is this one I can really relate with. Some people pick their nose.
Uh-oh.
But I was born with mine. So,
okay. All right,
man.
Good.
I got it that time.
Good material. Yeah. And then finally for me, unless I give a bonus joke, You know, I don't want to brag, I don't want to boast, but yesterday I was actually able to fit into something that I wore way back in college many years ago in the early 80s. I love this scarf.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was a genuine laugh.
It sounded pretty genuine. It was way quicker than the other ones.
My brain's moving faster and faster. My final one here this morning is, did you hear about the gardener who was excited for spring?
No.
She was so excited, she wet her plants.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, very good. All right, so there's the wholesale price, and then there's what we're asked to pay. And we've got a list of monstrously marked up products this morning. No laughing matter on this Make Us Laugh Monday.
That's right. The statistics, I'm reading through them, and it's a bit startling.
Yeah, it is.
How crazy some of these are.
For instance, razor blades. They cost as little as 25 cents to make, but consumers charged up to $4 a piece.
That's crazy. For bottled water, this one gets me. It's always paying for that bottled water. For the price of a single bottle of Evian bottled water, you could pay for 1,000 gallons of municipal tap water.
I think that's a really expensive bottle of water.
I think it must be.
Yeah, yeah. Also, diamonds. Okay, retailers mark up diamonds between 50 and 200%.
That's crazy. Wedding dresses, I guess that goes along with the diamonds, they retail for at least, here's this, 100% more than the wholesale price.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Also, coffee shop. Coffee. Well, why pay $3 to $5 for a cup at Starbucks when it costs between 25 and 50 cents at home?
That was me this morning. I paid about $3 for coffee at Quick Trip. That was me.
Okay.
Guilty as charged. Eyeglasses. Some opticians charge 250 to 300% over wholesale for designer frames.
A guy's got to make a living, I guess.
I suppose.
Popcorn. Now, when a consumer has no other option, he'll pay the 1,300% markup on a large tub of theater popcorn. It kind of goes, you kind of just know that, all right, listen, you know what? This is going to be part of the experience, right?
I suppose coming from you with how much you love popcorn. You love popcorn, right?
I enjoy it.
Right? I've heard the smell of popcorn it wafting through the studio quite often.
Okay.
Next here, jeans.
Uh-huh.
Everyone owns at least a few pairs. A $29 pair of jeans from Kohl's still has a 120% markup from wholesale. You know, this is why I go to places like Goodwill and Safeway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, I'm right there with you. French fries at restaurants. A 30-cent potato can bring in about $1.75 for a restaurant.
I don't know. I can still justify $1.75
for some
good French fries. Right.
Yeah, that's a smaller increase.
Printer ink costs about, what is that, 23 cents per milliliter to produce, but it is sold for $13 to $75 per ounce. Those measurements are messing with me, resulting in a markup of over 2,000%. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that toner. I mean, I've seen that.
I'm just going to say, I work at One Source Imaging when I get off my radio job. And so we specialize in copiers, desktop printers, and supplies.
Oh, there you go.
There's name brand, but then that's why you can save money, serious saving, and save the environment with your remanufactured cartridges. So talk to me.
There you go.
All right. 8380986. All right. I'm going to close with perfume. The cost to produce a bottle of perfume can be as low as a dollar, but they're sold for $50 to $100 or more, marking up prices by over 1,000%.
Does perfume include things like deodorant? Because that's not one that otherwise I'd have to worry about, you know?
I'm going to turn that into one of my jokes here.
There we go.
Because I'm going to think that markup on perfume, it stinks.
Thank you. I gotcha.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
I'll be here all week. Enjoy the veal.
No, you won't be here all week.
I know I won't.
Thank goodness.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday, but this is no laughing matter because Josh and Naomi, it's a happy 6th wedding anniversary to them. And Cody, one of our great listeners, Cody Ender, putting us up to giving Josh a call, apparently on his way to work. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. So you're on your way to, what time do you have to be to work today?
Well, I work for myself, so I guess unless I'm in the mood to yell at myself, whenever I get there.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good gig. So you and Naomi, 6 years of wedded bliss today. How did you propose to her?
Oh, well, that was fun. I had her entire family in cahoots. We were visiting her relatives out in California. She's got four siblings, and they're all photographers and such. So I told her, let's do a photo shoot, which is something that they do frequently because they're all photographers.
Uh-huh.
And while we're doing this supposed photo shoot, I had Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are playing. And I popped down on one knee, and let's just say we got like four different camera angles of that.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Good job.
No, that's awesome. And I, Josh, you know, I've always thought, you know, I'm neither married nor in a relationship. But, you know, it's one of those things where when I think of proposing, I can come up with, you know, something really romantic, something really special. But is this something that you've always kind of, you've wanted always to do this way, or did it just kind of happen?
It was a bit organic.
Okay.
So it's, yes, her oldest he was born on Thanksgiving, and we were visiting over Thanksgiving holiday, and his birthday happened to fall on Thanksgiving Day that year. And she thought that I was going to propose on Thanksgiving. It's like, oh, I'm not going to show up the kids. So I waited until the day after when she was completely unsuspecting. And yeah, it had its intended effect.
Now, the day...
Yeah, it was mostly just seeing what we could come up with her siblings and such. That was the best part, is her being the only one who didn't know.
Now, the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, but I mean it's not a negative thing in your connotation at all. So,
oh no, no,
yeah.
We don't really subscribe to materialism. So.
Yeah, for sure. And so, what's been the key to 6 years of a great marriage?
Intentionality and a lot of grace.
Yeah, that sounds good. Intentionality and a lot of grace. Okay. Any special plans on how to celebrate today?
We're actually going to go to bed and breakfast. My mother-in-law agreed to watch the kids overnight, so we have the whole evening to ourselves.
Terrific.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I, Mark was telling me earlier, I mean, he's at 25 now, uh-huh. So, you know, I'd say to you, Josh, you know, it's so encouraging, especially with me as, you know, I got to be careful when I say young guy, when I'm sitting in the same room with Mark.
You're still young.
But,
you're young.
But when I approach couples, older couples, and I hear they've been, you know, 50 years, you know, even less than that, Mark's 25. It's such an encouragement to me with how marriage, especially, is just kind of, it's just kind of watered down in our culture. Mm. And so I would say, you know, just to encourage you, keep her going, you know, uh-huh. it's six going strong, you know, uh-huh. let's go all the way.
Yeah.
I so appreciate it.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call, and I'll have to rib Cody a little bit for this. This was not expected.
Yeah, you'll have to get him back, and happy anniversary to your bride as well. Thanks so much.
All right, well, thank you.
Being a good sport there. Josh, this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you so much, Josh, and once again, congratulations to Josh and
Naomi.
Naomi, Josh and Naomi. All right.